revolution. As we drift through outer space aboard the absolution. With time back in active duty as captain, in charge of bringing superior anime action. Yeah, you came to the right place. If you have a taste for animation in deep space base, broadcast through your television. Due to the progress of the Bring Back Toonami Twitter mission, the same block that brought us Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z is back, so stay tuned. I remember way back, never leaving my room. I stay glued to my TV weekday afternoons. Yeah, and thanks to Adult Swim, I have a reason to use the TV in my room again. Cause every night I'll be tuning in, since they going back to show when Action Tunes again. Toonami's back, bitches. Wait, did you say Toonami's back, bitches? That's the official
thank
hashtag.
You. Thank you, that's not my best. To celebrate time, return to television. No, all black man, I love it. I love it. I'll take it. Alright, what fucking episode is this?
I think 11.
No idea.
Ah, yes, episode 11. Welcome to Nerd 5, episode 11.
There's still only three of us.
There's still only three of us. There'll probably continue to be only three of us. Oh, speaking of that, I got an interesting text message from China today, just out the fucking blue.
Does he want to do the podcast?
No.
Oh.
Apparently he got locked in some gas station bathroom and had to kick his way out.
Yeah, I would ask how, but it's him, so...
Well, according to him, he just kind of, like, super kicked it open.
How do you get locked in a gas station?
Was he in Russia?
Russia, like, door lock you! No, I don't know. I don't know what the details of the circumstances were, but I just know he got... somehow trapped in a bathroom and had to kick the door open. Which is strange because they open from, like, they go in. So how you kick it out, I don't know. Because most bathroom doors, if you, like, you don't pull them open, you push them in. And what about the whole Diablo 3 thing?
Okay, you've not heard about it?
Not really, no. I don't keep track of PC games like talking about.
Basically... they've made it, it's a single player game, but you have to be online at all times to play it.
Oh, yeah, Taylor was telling me about that, because they're using an actual cash, a real currency trading house or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now what do they mean by you have to have the game loaded at all times?
You have to be online on the internet at all times.
Like it's World of Warcraft or something, even though it's
yeah, like
not.
An MMO. You have to log into
if you if you disconnected, boom, that's it. Game
you're
over.
Kicked off.
And like day one, no one could play it because the servers went down.
And that was like that for the first week.
Yeah, like no one could play their single player games that they spent $60 on because they couldn't log in.
Like, Terry was asking me if I was gonna buy it. I'm like. Look, man, I don't want to play it. I could buy it and not play it, but then I'd be spending money to not play it.
Exactly.
And,
so what happens if you shut your computer down?
Well, what do you mean? If you shut the thing that you're playing it on, the game tends to turn off, Peter.
Well, you have to have always on. This thing is confusing.
No, it's basically, it's like an MMO, but it's single player.
Okay, so you can't play the game unless you have an internet connection.
Correct.
Yeah,
you have to log in to play your single player game.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a simple fix for this. Basically, make it so that all items that you can sell in the thing only are sellable if you're logged in, if you get them while logged in. That's the simple solution. Otherwise, I mean, there's plenty of people who don't give a crap about that, who just want to play a single-player game.
Yeah. Well, the auction house, like, function isn't even up yet. In fact, it was delayed.
Well,
so there aren't even any auction houses right now.
Jesus. This sounds like the fucking the online pass bullshit all over again.
It basically is. Supposedly it's to fight piracy, but...
Yeah. No, it's just them wanting more control.
Bastards.
Yeah. Because 10 years later, people are still playing Diablo 2. You know what happens when they don't want to pay for these servers anymore in 10 years? Yeah, that's crap that you can't play. You know, can't play the game.
See, that's worrying me. By the way, like, is it even worth investing in modern games, considering that half of them, the disc version is not finished? And, like, you need patches and shit to be able to play it right. And in 10 years, you're just going to have the disc, and all the patches will be gone, and you'll have a shitty game.
Yep.
It's just like with the freaking Marvel Ultimate Alliance. That's the only one I can think of. But, you know, you can't get all the achievements now because they took the DLC off, like, a year after the game came out. So, I mean, you can't download those extra characters. All the extra characters they put up, the Juggernaut and Magneto and all the other, and, you know, they're all actually, well, it happened whenever Disney bought Marvel, so it's something to do with that, the rights issues. But that's one thing, like, you just can't get the DLC anymore from Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2. There was a version of Part 1 with the, on the disc, that you know, the gold edition. But Part 2, if you didn't download Juggernaut and those extra villains and stuff, within the first year after it was out, you can't get them. And any associated achievements, if there were any, you can't get them. And even if you have them, say you accidentally delete that file, you can't re-download it. You just lose that stuff.
Wow. It's pretty fucked up.
I will bail out of the gaming industry if it becomes too inconvenient to actually play my games.
Well, look.
Let's talk about that advertisement in-game patent that we saw from Sony that you wanted to talk about.
Oh, man, that is such a horrible idea, Sony.
If that becomes the case, I'm done with Sony. I'm not playing any game that does that.
Who the fuck wants to be playing a game and right in the middle of your fucking game, you're in a big boss fight, and an cereal comes up on your screen? Who is not going to throw that controller at the fucking TV screen? I mean, come on, that's stupid.
How exactly, I haven't read too much on this, how exactly is that supposed to work?
I don't know.
I didn't read about it either. It's just the concept of it in general is abysmally horrible.
What would happen would be, in the middle of your gameplay, it'll fade to black, go to a commercial, some kind of advertisement, and come back in where you were. That's why I say, you know, you could be in the middle of a big boss fight, and it cuts to a fucking commercial. It's still the same point in time from where the commercial kicked in, but it's the fact that you're interrupting a probably good boss fight.
So they wouldn't even do it, like, during load screens or anything?
No.
Where it would make sense?
No, in the middle of your gameplay.
And they'd probably make you pay to get rid of it.
Probably.
Who? I mean, they can't do that. They're going to lose so many customers because they don't make money online. The only way they really make money is through DLC and games. So you start putting commercials in, people are going to switch systems.
Like I said, I will bail on modern gaming if it becomes too inconvenient to play.
That's why I stick with Xbox. I mean, I got to pay $60 a year, but I know I'm not going to have bullshit commercials.
Yeah, you're not going to have any advertisements in-game. You're just going to have them slashed all over the fucking dashboard.
That's fine. I don't pay attention to that.
Xbox service, though, it's gotten noticeably slower, and I don't know.
What?
That was this last update. I'm not happy with Xbox Live.
I like the feel of it.
I think the dashboard on Xbox is fucking garbage. Well, it really is.
I kind of like it.
I don't. First of all, they ruined the original themes, like, and for no reason. Like, when with the second dashboard update, they said, you know, the ones that have premium themes now, they said that your old themes would still work. And they showed an example of the old theme still working. It was fine. Then the update came out, and for no reason, the bottom screen is covered in white shit.
You're talking about the update before this one, right?
Yeah, it's still like that in this one, but you get what I'm saying. It's like, oh yeah, no, they still work. Half of them is covered by arbitrary white shit for no reason, but they still work, so we're not giving you a refund.
Hey man, gaming industry is full of dicks.
Half of the fucking pictures that I paid for are covered in white shit.
And they won't refund you because apparently they're doing so terrible right now. They've only managed to make like $5 million this quarter instead of 20.
Oh no. Only $5 million. They're terrible.
How can I possibly afford my yacht and three houses?
I don't know, man. It's all about game development costs way too fucking much.
I think that's what some...
I don't know. I think we need to scale back something. Whenever... have you read about this whole debacle with, I think it was 38 Studios or whatever it's called? The company run by Curt Schilling?
What was that name? Familiar?
The baseball guy.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he lay, like, everybody off?
What like, company yeah, did. Something happened.
God damn.
Like, basically...
Well, they were funded by the state or something. They got money loaned by the state.
Yeah, something like that. And they won't pay it back. And they because their game only sold like 1 million copies instead of 4 million. Whenever a million copies is a failure, there's something wrong with this industry. I think we need to scale back some. I think this whole HD. I don't know. I like HD graphics. But not whenever it makes all games cost, like, fucking $70 million.
Yeah, there should be a standard for, you know, the graphics and software. There should be a standard for it to regulate this shit. Because
I don't know, man. I mean, there is a reason why the indie and mobile industry has raised up so much. Because they're filling a gap. Like... Whenever every game takes like 3-4 years to make and $70 million, there's going to be like small groups of people that are going to fill in that gap. Who can make games in a year for like a few thousand, you know?
Yeah, and they make millions. The mobile game industry is on fire right now.
And
the mobile and the indie.
I like the indie industry. I'm not so big on the mobile industry because...
That's
because
you don't
like,
have a goddamn phone.
Well, because the mobile industry is a case of racing to the bottom.
Racing to the bottom?
While the indie industry is more creative.
Wait. What do you mean racing to the bottom?
Angry Birds isn't that fucking, like, deep. It's what I'm saying. Isn't that deep or creative? They basically just took a free engine somebody made and put birds on it.
They took the old Worms engine and put birds. That's what happened.
It's a free engine, is what I'm saying. It's like the person that made it for free, for fun. And they took that engine and put birds on it. And here's $1 billion. Meanwhile, when the indie industry were getting a bunch of games like Braid and shit like that. So, yeah, there's a big fucking difference. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know what Braid is. What's Braid?
It's a really, well...
Is it a good game or a shitty game?
It's a really good game. It's a good 2D platformer with, like, the ability to rewind time.
Ah, kind of like Prince of Persia.
Yeah, except that its story is actually really interesting and unique. You need to try it. It's on, like, Xbox.
See, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, they think that you need, like, a $10 million budget to make a good game, and you don't. It's turning into the movie industry. That's what the fuck is happening.
Yeah, and there's a problem with it. Mobile gaming is to, like, the big professional stuff what YouTube videos are to Hollywood. I don't think they're ever going to replace them, and I don't see why people think that. But at the same time, the industry is becoming a little too bloated.
Oh, yeah. The mobile game industry is completely bloated with games.
No, I'm talking about, like, the main the big hardcore industry. It's becoming too bloated with $70 million budgets, 3-year development cycles, all that shit.
And some of them are longer than that, depending on the game.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what fucking game was I playing the other day? What did I beat? Assassin's Creed Revelations. No
spoilers.
No spoilers, but it's sad when in the credits of some games you have, like, babies born during development, and there's, like, 10 names.
Yeah, you know, like, that's really common. By the way, was Assassin's Creed Revelations, the credits, at least 20 minutes, like all the others?
Oh, yeah, it was fucking long. I don't remember how long it was. It was fucking long.
A lot of people work on Assassin's Creed games, I swear to God. Like, it'd probably be easier to just list who doesn't work on the game.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that big budget, you know, development, in development for a long time. I'm not saying that they make shitty games from this, because sometimes they make a really good game. But
yeah, but it's harder to do that, I think, because it's just whenever a lot of money and a lot of people become involved in something, more and more compromise has to happen.
Yeah.
And original creative visions can be lost for the sake of making money. Or
taking something out that should have been in a game and putting it up as DLC.
Yeah, that's a different thing. Yeah. By the way, Capcom said they're going to reevaluate their stance on disc DLC.
I think everyone needs to
hide it better.
Yeah.
All the game developers need to just step back and look at what the fuck they're about to put out as DLC. If this could have been part of the game to begin with, like, if you could have thrown this in when you were making the fucking game, put it in the game, come out with something different as DLC.
Because yeah, I mean,
a lot of people
get
pissed off behind that.
That kind of DLC I have no problem with. It's whenever they intentionally hold back content that's finished.
Or they'll cut out something that was in it.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's happened before.
Like with the day one DLC for Mass Effect 3. Come on.
That L.A. Noire is really bad about that.
Yeah, L.A. Noire was bad about that.
Some of the stuff they came out with was cool, but
they could
I got angry whenever I downloaded it. I was playing one of that little missions, and I realized something. This was in the game. I saw the scene. Not only did I see the scene in an early trailer, but it featured an actor that I'm familiar with, whose name I saw in the instruction manual when the game first came out. And I was like, oh, I know that guy. And I remember thinking, I don't remember seeing him in the game. He was only in that mission. Not to mention, it takes place in between, like, two others that were more important to the story. Like, the mission itself wasn't important to the overall story, so you could take it out without it being noticed. But they make references to things that happened. It's obvious that it was in the game originally, and they just cut it out and sold it as DLC. It was extremely obvious.
Natalie Nora's development is a whole other can of worms.
Yeah.
That studio got shut down, and the leader of it got out of there on a golden sail. You know, while all the people that did all the work got their asses fired.
And that's true, because it was fantastic game.
Oh, yeah.
I bought it day one, and I didn't hardly touched it. And I regret buying it. It is a good game, but I haven't played it. So I bought it new for no reason.
Oh, you should play it. It's a great game. It really is a great game.
My problem was it would give me OCD fits.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Yeah.
So the achievements in it, you know, you can only get some achievements by driving all the cars or doing some crazy shit.
I couldn't even finish
the first case.
I couldn't even finish the first case because I every time I'd mess up, I'd want to restart the case.
See, this is what they have walkthroughs for, sir.
Well, I don't like playing with walkthroughs first. I just like sitting down and having fun. So at the same time, I can't have fun with something like that because I'm getting better with that. Mass Effect,
you can go back and replay missions.
Yeah.
So, I mean, So that's kind of what I did. I played through it, just had my fun or whatever. Yeah. Then I went back later and, got like 5 stars on all the missions.
Don't be like me and accidentally send the wrong person to jail, even though all the clues are very obvious.
Right.
Whoops. You sent the wrong one. You ass.
Yeah, and now that poor little girl doesn't have a daddy anymore. But it happens. I swear, I really thought that he was the killer, but...
Yeah, I really did.
It really seemed like it.
Whoopsies.
Not the TV guy who was arrested for watching kids on
playground. That Boondocks episode with the black guy that wasn't even there.
Oh,
That was on death row for something that he did that he wasn't even there for. Meanwhile, a white guy was seen there, his fingerprints were all over the place, and he yelled, "Hey, I just killed this person."
And it was on video.
Yes.
I know which episode you're talking about.
Yeah, that was a great one.
They need to make more Boondocks episodes. I'm surprised they haven't done that yet.
Yeah, well, no, because they too take forever to make. Like they literally take 3 years for a season. Why do you think the Obama episode was the way it was? The inauguration episode in 2010. There's a reason for that. You know, it takes them 3 years to make a season.
Fuck! You need to hurry that shit up.
I mean, it's not like there's certain advantages to South Park. Like, whenever they take, like a month. Like 6 days for a season, you know?
Oh, speaking of that, have y'all seen, like, the newest episodes of South Park? Like, the newest three?
I haven't been watching.
No.
They're Jupacabra, I Shouldn't Have Gone Ziplining, Butterballs. And something else. It's really going downhill. Like, it really is.
That's why I stopped watching. It's just it stopped being good to me.
Yeah, you can tell it's circling.
It's had some decent episodes recently. Like, well, I haven't seen this season, but the last few seasons before, there were some good episodes, but not like it used to be.
No, this season is not looking out good because all the episodes are... They're not really that stupid, but they're nowhere near as funny. You might chuckle here and there, but they're nowhere near as funny. It's fallen off the wagon horribly.
We should talk about Toonami.
We should talk about Toonami.
We were so anxious to talk about it before, but now that Jason's here, we're like, nah.
Toonami, who cares about that?
Fuck you.
I'm
get off the
kidding.
You could go off the show right now.
I'm joking. I love Toonami.
Oh, man. I'm so glad I got to watch it. Y'all don't understand how depressed I was yesterday when I was like, oh, man, fuck, Toonami plays tonight and I won't be able to watch it.
Yeah. I don't think it's necessary for Tom to say bitches every other sentence, but,
It was funny.
Hey, it was fun. I hope it's not a regular thing. It's like now that we're on Adult Swim, we can curse and they start having cuss for no reason.
Yeah.
I hope they don't do that. That'll just be stupid.
I don't give a crap. I love his voice. I love seeing him. He can talk about fucking dicks as far as I would still watch. I would watch anything as long as he's hosting it. Like, here's some porn starring midgets and a horse. Only Toonami. And I'd watch it.
I'm going to have 3 senior citizens jerk off into my helmet. Now here's a bleach.
But first, bleach, yeah.
Oh, that was fantastic.
I'm going to anally assist this old woman while I review a new Xbox game.
No. What do you have? The Xbox review, I didn't count that as a good review because that game is kind of old.
I Am Alive?
Yeah, it's kind of old. They have newer games. They have newer games.
Well, remember, they were trying to find a game that would fit. Remember what Tom said at first? You know, it was kind of like in the spirit of Toonami rising from the ashes like a phoenix. Here's a post-apocalyptic game.
Okay, well, that makes more... I must have missed that part.
Yeah. Like whenever Richie... What's his face song is the new theme?
Richie Branson, sir. Richie Branson.
Do what?
Richie Branson made a song called Bring Toonami Back, and it was apparently the intro for Toonami.
Oh. Who's Richie Branson?
A nerdcore rapper.
Oh.
Who just dropped a new mixtape, Otaku Tuesday.
You have a little ton of those.
Huh?
They're just going to overdo it with the nerdcore thing.
What? You confused me, sir. I don't know.
Never mind.
We're overdoing it with the nerdcore stuff.
It's like the people everywhere all of a sudden. It's like a meme.
Well, because it's funny at first, but
there's a few months sick of it.
It's because they're starting to find out that not all rap music is about gangsters and shit like that. There's like rap that appeals to them, and they're finding out, hey, this is really good.
Yeah.
I like it. And that's what's happening with me.
On his new the mixtape Otaku Tuesdays, he raps about Initial D, Gurren Lagann, Outlaw Star, Cowboy Bebop. So it's good. Yeah, I mean you should listen to it. I can't guarantee you're gonna like it, but it's good music. It's good fun music.
Richie Branson's okay to me, but like he's not my favorite.
Oh, he's my...
Mega Ran is really growing on me, man.
Mega Ran is the shit, son.
I love it, yeah.
You've
heard about her.
He's real growing on me.
That's because Mega Ran... Like, I don't know if you know the backstory behind Mega Ran, but he's an English major.
So yeah.
He could...
He's a teacher. He used to be a teacher, yeah.
Yeah, so he can come up with crazy verses and crazy rhymes that are just crazy. You know, that's the only way I can describe it. Crazy verses, crazy rhymes.
I like it. I like it.
He's good at what he does. He really...
And he's like the only, like, he's actually officially, he's like the only, like, Mega Man fan thing that's actually official, like, he's sanctioned by Capcom.
That's just a testament to the skills.
Like that, there was rumors going around that Capcom was throwing out cease and desists for like the Proto Man and stuff, and apparently Mega Ran got that rescinded.
He's backed in license.
No, they were trying to get like the Proto Man and stuff to stop. Or, I mean, like why? Like, I mean,
because lawyers are stupid.
Yeah,
they're talking about like the basic concept of the series, that they're not stealing anything, they're not costing anything, they're drawing more attention to but they hate Mega Man, so.
It's a rumor, first of all, like, keep that
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it may only be just a rumor, but most of the time, shit like that, they're just, you know, you're using this is ours, they're grown men.
It's usually like a random lawyer that works for Capcom will just, you know, or whoever.
Somebody said Mega Man, I better sue this shit out of him.
Yeah, I'd better send a cease and desist just in case. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, that just scares the person out of continuing.
All right. Stop all this fun you're having.
And stop making this good music. Stop giving us free promotions. Stop it.
But anyway...
let's talk about the... Yeah, let's talk about the two new shows that they had, Dead Man Wonderland and Kashurin Sins.
Dead Man Wonderland, I've not seen, but I've seen the first two episodes of Kashurin Sins. I love that show, by the way.
I disagree heavily.
Why?
Because I have the Kashurin movie, okay? I own that. I've watched it. I enjoyed that. But to me, the anime was just so fucking confusing.
It's a reboot. It's a retelling. It's basically to Kashurin what the Proto Man is the Mega Man. It's a deconstructionist, modernized retelling. Like, Kashurin is a 1970s anime superhero, if you don't know.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's from the 1970s, and this is, like, a modern version of him.
I was trying to think of, like, where I've seen him before. He's in Tatsunoko versus Capcom. He's, like, on the cover.
Yeah, but that's his 70s version, yeah.
Yeah, oh, it looks the same.
To me, I mean, the series started off...
Yeah, Kashurin Sins is like the proto-men of Kashurin, you know?
Okay, I don't understand the reference.
It's just an alternate retelling.
It's like a deconstructionist, dark, modernized, alternate retelling.
Well, I think they could have at least started it off different than the way they did, because it just started off with robots after them trying to eat them.
Well, it's because of something Kashurn did that has caused the world to slowly be dying. Robots, humans alike, everyone is slowly rotting away. And Kashurn seems to be the only thing that isn't. And robots, the next episode's going to be really interesting. Yeah. I've only seen the first two, but the next episode is, like, dark and depressing and interesting. Because you're going to see, it's whenever you have a bunch of robots faced with death, it's interesting. It combines all the sci-fi shit with robots along with dealing with death.
But they tried to eat them.
Well, yeah, because the main bad guy is spreading rumors saying that if you eat Kashurn, you become immortal.
Ah, okay. So that makes sense. Yeah. How can they put that in there? So it'll make
they
sense.
They did. You just don't know he's the main bad guy yet.
Oh.
That guy in the robe, that big guy. That's Ry-King Boss. By the way, Sigma is based
on
him.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, both Sigma and M. Bison.
Yeah, based on him, yeah.
Okay, well, hopefully it'll get better, because I really love the movie. I love the movie. It was fantastic.
It's unrelated. Like, it's just Kashurn, that's it, but the stories are not related.
Oh, damn.
All the original Kashurn series, the Kashurn movie, and Kashurn Sins, all unrelated story-wise.
Oh.
They're all its own thing. But they all star the same character, you know. It's just different versions of it.
Okay. That's a little depressing, because I wish it would have kind of picked up from the movie. But it's Toonami. I'll fucking take what I can get.
Meanwhile, Dead Man Wonderland. I've not seen that before.
Oh, wow. I've
read the
manga.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That was really interesting.
Like, that was, like, man, like it was really weird, because it starts out all, like, happy and, like, kind of lighthearted.
And everyone is dead.
And then here, you remember that cute chick from earlier? Here's her severed head.
Here you go, buddy. You can have this.
You know, I was assuming, like, oh, this girl's gonna be, like, you know, his buddy slash possible love interest for the rest of the series. Nope, dead.
Wait, see, I've read the manga of this shit. It only gets crazier.
This guy gets accused of murdering all those people, and you're like rooting for him, like they're gonna believe him, like they're gonna find out that he's innocent.
And then that evidence,
and that video happens.
It's like, oh, I killed everybody. It was fun.
And now it's like by the end of it, I was like, this guy just might as well commit suicide.
I gotta say, I really love some of the. I'm kind of wondering, like, if this is, like, exactly 100% accurate with the way, like, they would drop in some F-bombs in there. And then, like, whenever that girl titty warden is like, any questions? And so I was like, yeah, how big are them titties?
They're G-cups.
She's like, yeah, I'm a G.
I think that line is actually in the manga. I remember that line.
It was hilarious, just.
They're clearly not editing anything. Instead of like airbrushing bikinis on, they're just going to use bleeps and censor bars, I'm sure.
And you know what? I like that. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
What?
And I'm okay with.
But you're not okay with Tom saying bitches.
Because it's Tom, man. Tom's not supposed to curse.
No, he can't. But it's just like I just hope that they don't. It's like whenever a kid first discovers cussing, and they go out of control with it.
Well, they didn't overdo it. He only said it once the whole night.
I heard it like three times.
I only heard it once.
They kept saying, like, Tsunami's back, bitches. Tsunami's back, bitches. Tsunami's back, bitches.
And, like,
you
fell asleep.
Like, yeah. So I heard it like three or four times. But if you go like to the Tsunami, like, homepage, it's like hashtag Tsunami's back, bitches.
Yeah, that's been the hashtag.
I know. It's stupid. Like, I just
and, in the, and in the first episode, he only said, like, bitches wants to.
Song, too.
He didn't.
That's the name of the song, by the way. Tsunami's back, bitches.
It's a fantastic thing.
I like it. I don't mind. I mean, like, Tom feels like the same person for now, but it feels like he's just got a new job.
Yeah.
I know. They don't overdo it and, like, make him, like...
If anything, like, the weirdest thing was saying the thing before, saying Toonami may contain material not suited to minors or whatever. That was weird to me.
Yeah, well, I can deal with that, but like I said...
No, I'm just saying, that was, like, just weird.
Only business start cussing just for the sake of it, just because he can, like, getting ridiculous with it.
I don't think he's
yeah.
gonna. Like, I mean, like...
I know, I'm just hope. I hope not.
I don't think he will. I mean, I like how they handle it.
Yeah.
He's back, and he's, like, everybody that liked him is in his 20s now, so he's gonna, you know, do a little
bit. Yeah, he grew up along with this, you know, I know. I forget, is this Tom 2.0 or 3.0?
This is 3.0.
Okay.
This is 3.
Yeah, because he was fat, and then he got, like...
He basically keeps getting taller. Like,
yeah.
He started out as, like, Mega Man 1. Then he's Mega Man X, and now he's the Master Chief.
I kind of missed the original short little chubby Tom, though.
Me too. You know, like I said, he went from Mega Man to Mega Man X, and now he's the Master Chief.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't have that weird thing.
For some reason, in his dark phase, and now he's back to Master Chief.
We'll just gonna pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah.
That fourth Tom, that didn't happen.
Because wasn't one of y'all telling me that they still have a chance of getting canceled if it didn't work out?
This is still an experiment. They don't have hardly any money. This is still an experiment. And if they don't get good ratings, it's gone again.
Oh, I'm pretty sure the ratings have, even though they haven't put them out yet, I'm pretty sure the ratings for this have got to be crazy.
Yeah, I was looking for that, actually. It's
still too early. I don't think they're releasing that yet. But man, I hope that it's good enough that they get weekdays back eventually.
Maybe eventually, but not now.
I am tired of Adult Swim. I can't stand them anymore. There's like 5 shows on all of Adult Swim that I care about now. And everything else, I don't.
I think Adult Swim just consists of 5 shows.
I mean, like, there's, like, okay, King of the Hill,
yeah.
Family Guy, American Dad,
yeah.
Maybe Robot Chicken, and I kind of like Eagle Heart.
You know what?
Everything else I'm tired of.
I heard people, like, giving American Dad shit before. Not American
there's
Dad, I'm
no
sorry, King of the
too,
Hill.
I mean,
they're giving King of the Hill. Like, people are downing King of the Hill because it's not, like, super funny or super edgy.
Those people are called 7-year-olds. Okay, those people are Adult Swim's main demographic.
Yeah,
it's ironic. Yeah, you notice how we liked Adult Swim whenever we were like 14 and 15, and now it's shit to us.
Yeah, because we know what decent programming is now.
Yeah,
that's why.
I like adult should be in quotes.
But you know, they give King of the Hill shit, but it's actually a good show.
It's one of the best shows ever made.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I love when Hank goes crazy.
Whoa. A dammit baller.
I ain't even had my breakfast yet, and that boy.
I love how Hank started out as a stereotypical redneck and ended up one of the wise men of television.
Yeah. He evolved into his own character.
I just love how he's like one of the wisest men to ever be on TV now.
Get your ass.
He's got his faults, but he mostly knows what how the world is and how it should be.
It's fucking Hank Hill, man.
Yeah.
He'll kick your ass. I seen that episode that y'all were talking about with Boomhauer and the whole Texas Ranger thing. That episode is not the last episode.
Yes, it is. That was one of the last shots of the series.
That episode
with him.
That episode
finally
like
revealing.
Four episodes before.
No. What episode are you talking about? Because the episode he's talking about is whenever you see his wallet. And
yeah, that's like
one
of the last shots of
the series.
No, it's not. I guarantee
yes, it is.
That's the last episode.
I guarantee you it is.
No.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I've watched it on Netflix, motherfucker. I don't know what the last
they probably have it in the wrong order. I've seen that with Fox.
They didn't even air the last episode on Fox, I don't think. I think they aired the last episode on Adult Swim. the last few episodes because Fox was being Fox about it.
I don't know. I don't think that's the last episode. I'll have to.
It is the last. That's why they revealed it, because it was the last episode.
And then everything, like, it ends with everybody together, and then they're like, and Bobby's like, something like, this is good, and Hank is like, I think it's only going to get better. And then it cuts to a scene of everything raising up to the theme of the show, and it shows Arlen for one last scene, and then it fades to black. How is that not the last episode?
I don't know, I just don't remember that being the last episode.
It was.
Anyway.
Like, it's possible it could be out of order. I see that on Netflix. Like,
yeah.
The Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon, for some reason they have the pilot episode, like, in the middle of season two.
What's Sonic the Hedgehog?
The good one.
Okay.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
No, okay. the crazy
the
one.
The more serious one.
Yeah.
The one that's not just Looney Tunes with Sonic, which I still enjoyed.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Robotnik from that is one of the best characters ever. Robotnik from Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog is like the internet's mascot. He's a fat, bald, ginger virgin who hates furries.
Oh, so it's, can we officially declare Toonami a success? I think we can.
Yeah.
I enjoy it, but I mean, as far as, well...
I want to watch more Dead Man Wonderland. Because Sherry Sands is on Netflix, but Dead Man Wonderland isn't.
Read them.
That show definitely got my interest.
It's a good show.
I want to watch it.
It's a good show and a great manga.
I need to watch Full Metal Alchemist, finally.
That Brotherhood? Oh, Jesus.
I'm not even seeing the original. I've seen bits and pieces of the original.
No, don't even worry about the original. Just watch Brotherhood. Brotherhood is fantastic.
I want to watch them both. I don't care. I know it ends. I know, like, they win the filler for the ending, but I don't care. I kind of want to see it.
Well, the first take of it is good. The original Full Metal Alchemist is good. I liked it. But if I had a choice, I'd watch Brotherhood.
I mean, I think they're both on Netflix, so I don't need to make that choice.
All of the regular Full Metal Alchemist is, but not all of Brotherhood. If you want to watch all of Brotherhood, you're going to have to watch what's on Netflix and double back and watch what's on Hulu, because that's what I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, you want a topic switch?
Yeah, let's go for a topic swap. Let's
talk about Sony Smash Brothers ripoff. Did we do that yet?
No, we didn't. We talked about the commercials, not the ripoff. This blatant ripoff.
Have you seen it, Jason?
Yes. In fact, it's funny because when I first saw it, it was a joke someone put up where they put up the gameplay videos, but with the Smash Brothers music and sound effects. I thought it was Smash Brothers at first. And then I was like, wait a minute, that's the guy from Infamous. Oh, haha. Yeah. But
yeah.
I'm probably going to play because I love Smash Brothers.
Yeah. The only thing that worries me is that they don't. It's a game about life bars now. And that doesn't seem fun because we've all played Smash Brothers Melee with the life bar, with like the life system. You remember that? And how that mode was not fun at all?
Yeah.
I hope it's not like that.
Well, then it may just be a different mode. They may have a percentile mode.
It doesn't look like the It doesn't look like some of the stages even have places to fall off of.
It might not.
If it's strictly might still be fun. It might still be fun.
Yeah.
I wonder what characters they'll have in.
Well,
like
when I watched the preview, I saw fucking Parappa the Rapper, which I'm not mad about. I'm confused.
Why not? They don't have. They need all the eyes. They need all the characters they can get.
I'm just waiting for the inevitable Microsoft one.
Yeah,
which is pretty much just going to be with the cast of like Gears of War and Halo, and I guess Alan Wake will be in there, shining his flashlight people's faces.
They'll probably have a few third party things, I'm sure.
Yeah. So they don't get like.
I'm wondering if Snake is in this. If Snake is in this, if they're going to give him Brawl's moveset, because that would be funny.
That's just like a fucking slap in the face to Nintendo. Look, we're going to rip your idea, and we're going to take Snake, one of our, you know, PlayStation beloved characters, and we're going to give him all y'all moveset. Haha, fuck off. You know?
I hope they can get, like, Crash Bandicoot. And...
yeah. Crash, Ratchet and Clank, you know, good characters.
You think Spyro's worth it?
It would depend.
Cause Jack and Daxter, I'd like.
Oh, yeah.
And
who else? Because Kratos has to be in it.
Kratos is in it. Like,
oh yeah. One of the Sack Boys. They have to.
Yeah, Sack Boys got to be in it. Maybe they'll get some more third party characters. Like maybe I wouldn't mind playing as like Cloud Sephiroth. I wouldn't mind.
That would be awesome.
And maybe Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, I imagine, I'm sure they'll try and get them in there.
I'm sure, with some third-party stuff.
Yeah. And Kingdom Hearts was a fucking fantastic game, too.
I hate Kingdom Hearts now for here's Kingdom Hearts 1, here's Kingdom Hearts 2, here's 7 games that aren't Kingdom Hearts 3.
Here is a fuck ton of filler here.
Yeah. Well, and you know what the sad thing is? A lot of it isn't even filler. Like, remember that like, extra bonus ending from Kingdom Hearts 2?
No, like, I've never beat it.
Yeah.
Are you talking about that ending with the, they're talking about the ending with the Keyblade Graveyard?
Yeah. Well, they've already explained that. Like, all this stuff isn't filler. So once they release Kingdom Hearts 3, we're not going to know what's happening. it's like we're in Saiyan Saga, and once Kingdom Hearts starts, it's going to be Boo. But once Kingdom Hearts 3 starts, you know,
Well, if I'm not mistaken, they were been supposed to come out with Kingdom Hearts 3 since the release of the PlayStation 3.
Yeah, but then they merged with Square Enix, and they're like, nope, let's just keep milking everything.
Yeah, well, somebody recently asked the creator, I forget his name. A Japanese guy. Somebody asked about Kingdom Hearts 3. He's like, they're like, when's it coming out? He's like, I can't say exactly, but if you play all the way through the 3D one that's about to come out next month or July on 3DS, like, you know, you play to the very end, you know, you'll like what you see, something like that. There's already been rumors that they're getting close to announce Part 3. Like, I forget why these rumors are different from all the others over the years, but. But basically, Kingdom Hearts 3 is next.
Well, and it's supposed to be like some Keyblade War or
They've
something?
They've already dealt with that. They've already dealt with that.
That was the PSP one.
Yeah. They've already explained all of that. So, it's like I said, once we play, we're going to go straight to Kingdom Hearts 3 and not know what's happening at all.
Or they could take some combination of all 20-some-odd games that have come out on portable systems and smash it into one game. Here you go. Wait for Kingdom Hearts 4 now.
See, I don't have problems with all these filler games, but you gotta finish the main trilogy before you start doing all that.
Yeah. Well, didn't the first portable Kingdom Hearts game actually follow somewhat of a storyline?
The first portable one was in between Kingdom Hearts and Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yeah, but didn't that follow up into Kingdom Hearts 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Everything else is just kind of bananas.
Okay, there was Coded 358/2 days, Birth by Sleep, and Dream Duck. What's Coded?
That's the new one, isn't it?
That was the mobile phone game.
That's another retelling of Kingdom Hearts 1, yeah.
Okay, so there's pretty much been three side games. 358/2 days, whatever that is, Birth by Sleep, and Dream Drop Distance is the one that's about to come out.
Ah, okay.
So I exaggerated slightly, but it's just because I didn't know.
Yeah.
It's what it felt like.
I've only played like a portion of Kingdom Hearts 2, and that first Sora fight, it blew my mind whenever I died, and I was like, oh, fuck, I gotta start all over. Nope, Mickey, coming to the fucking rescue.
Dude, that game came out. When did that game come out?
I don't know. I think it was still PlayStation 2 back then.
It was 2005, yeah.
I haven't played it since.
I was so need to. I want to play one and two again.
Oh yeah.
I'm hoping they do an HD like collection or something.
They need to because it was a great game.
It would sell. They could even throw in the PSP one on a disc somehow. I'm sure.
Yeah.
They were freaking God of War. So.
There you go. Because
I don't think you really need to play. I think the PSP one is probably the only side story you really need to play. The only one that seems important.
I just want to play the third one and not be lost.
Go watch a whole bunch of YouTube videos. There you go.
But then I feel like I'm being spoiled. You know,
I just wish
they hadn't done this. I just wish, like, ever since they merged with Enix, they're just about milking shit. I think they merged with Enix because they had to, because the Final Fantasy movies just bled them so dry.
Well, the Final Fantasy movies were decent. Not the first one. Not that first, The Spirits Within.
That's what I'm talking about, that one.
That one was dry. But the next one, Advent Children, was awesome.
I hated that movie.
How did you hate Advent? It actually followed some of the storyline. How could you hate that movie?
And they did it badly. I just didn't like it. My problem with Final Fantasy VII is that everyone seems to forget that the original game, that the original Final Fantasy VII wasn't a dark emo fest. It was actually a quirky little fun game.
But now,
like, every sequel is nothing like that anymore. It's all dark emo bullshit.
Crisis Core, the prequel to VII, was great.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have the same charm as the original game. This is why I hope they never remake Final Fantasy VII.
You must have never played Crisis Core.
I have it.
Oh, God.
I played it. That was more annoying than quirky.
What? You're full of shit, man.
Was that the one on PSP with... Is that the one with Zach?
Yeah. That game is in, like, my top five.
Zach was
that
annoying as hell in that.
Because he was annoying. He was cocky. But I'm talking about the end. The end of the game. The very last...
I guess I need to finish it. I didn't finish it because I didn't like the beginning of it. It was boring.
Wait till you get to that very last fight scene, and you just...
My point is that if they remade Final Fantasy VII to be the way that they turned Final Fantasy VII into now, you wouldn't have anything. You wouldn't have... Like, remember Final Fantasy VII was the game where Cloud cross-dressed?
No.
And like the mosey, and there was, you know, just fun shit like that.
I don't remember.
You don't even remember that,
game. No,
I do.
You don't even, huh?
I do. I never even played all of it.
They would cut all the fun stuff out and just make it dark and depressing and moody, like the movie was.
It was still an awesome movie. I don't know what you say.
I didn't like it. I'd like if you liked it, cool. I didn't. I'm just saying. I thought they enjoyed the pretty
fight between Sephiroth and Cloud.
Yes, I did.
I don't really remember what the game, the movie's about, honestly.
They were trying to find pieces of Genova. They were trying to find the last piece
so they could bring these three new failed clones of Sephiroth come out of hiding to try and find what's left of Genova to revive her. Meanwhile,
right.
There's this disease that's racking the world that's, like, everyone's infected with Genova cells and everyone's slowly dying. Yeah.
Got it.
But they kind of, I mean, it was boring. I don't know.
The fight scenes
were cool, but I just didn't like it otherwise. It just didn't feel like Final Fantasy VII to me.
It's still better than The Spirits Within. I think we can all agree on that.
I don't remember what the hell that was all about.
That movie was just... That had nothing to do with... I don't think it had anything to do with any of the Final Fantasies.
I don't mind that it didn't, because no, Final Fantasies don't generally have anything to do with each other anyway.
Right.
But I
don't know. That movie just rubbed me the wrong way. Like, what the hell is this?
I mean, like if they remade Final Fantasy VII, it would be like Final Fantasy XIII. And that game sucked.
I'm like, why do you keep saying these games that I like sucked?
How can you like Final Fantasy 13?
I like Final Fantasy 13. I'm kind of annoyed
with 13.
I started
it, I lasted an hour, and I instantly hated everyone in it, except the black guy. The black guy
I made it to, like, the second hour, and I was like, I'm tired of this shit, and I never played again.
It's like, that's what happens whenever you have a 20-hour tutorial full of jackasses.
Really, all you do is walk, fight, walk, fight, walk, fight, just straight, in a straight line, well, as long as you would turn, and then continue going straight. It hurt.
The voice acting
and
the writing
was just... I heard
that it
goes off for, like, 40 hours.
The only good character that I saw in that game was the black guy, and I'm sure he barely gets any screen time.
Oh, yeah, and he's one of the major characters.
Does he die?
He's awesome.
No.
Huh?
He doesn't die.
He just doesn't get any screen time, I'm sure.
I think he owns a
probably
casino
DLC.
In the second one.
It's probably a DLC to see him.
I think so.
He was cool. I liked him. I wish all the characters were like him. But no, they're all like walking cliches. Like, did you notice Lightning is basically Cloud with tits?
You made that comparison before, and I'm inclined to agree.
But even her name is Lightning Cloud. You know.
I agree.
Lightning comes from clouds.
Does it?
Sure. Your logic is flawed. I'm actually more annoyed with 13.2 than I was with 13.
I heard it was better.
I don't want to play it
because I haven't played the first.
That whole bouncing around through time, it gets confusing. It gets really, really confusing.
Keep in mind, like we just said, me and Jason haven't played any further than 2 hours into the game, so we have no idea what the story is.
It's okay. Like, I've heard people who played the whole game, and it was like they punished themselves. They were like, why did I do this? This is horrible.
The only person...
Like, I heard it was like 20, at least like 20 hours more of that walking in a straight line crap.
You and Terry are literally the only people I've ever met that liked that game. Ever. Even online.
I don't know what to tell you, dude.
Like, basically, if they remade Final Fantasy VII, it would be like that. And it would be horrible. Which is why I hope they never do. Go back and replay Final Fantasy VII. It's still just super charming. Really, really full of life. And
I had a PC version of it. I don't know what happened to it.
It's like everyone wants to turn it into this big emo, like...
That's everything.
Nonsense. Instead of the quirky little charming game that it is, go back and replay it. It's funny. It's funny and cute, and it's like a kind of a.
It's a great game. That's all. I
kind of wanted to say it was like a dark Disney movie or something. It kind of is. Go back and replay it.
I will. This is off topic, but did y'all hear that the Battleship movie completely flopped?
Oh, man, what a surprise.
I'm happy. It means that there is some hope for humanity. Yeah. Maybe my belief that the majority of humankind is blitheringly retarded isn't entirely true.
I mean, Avengers probably helped.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I heard Men in Black 3 actually beat out Avengers this weekend.
How? I don't see that movie being good.
It's apparently decent.
Apparently it is.
Oh, God.
It's kind of like a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean,
remember that 70% is good everywhere but games. What happened to game reviews in that, like, when did game reviews become the same as school grades? Like, anything below 70 is an F. What is up with that? Anywhere else, that's a solid, like, remember whenever an 80 out of 100, like in movies is really good. In a game, that's like a C grade.
Yeah, yeah, you have a point.
What happened with that? Like everything is judged from 7 and up.
Like games that are scored on a like a 10-point base.
Yeah, it's scored from 7 and up. Like anything below any 7 is crappy. Anything below is abysmal.
Yeah, but most people only play games that score like 9 out of 10.
But, you can't rate everything based on 9 out of 10.
You can't, because you're going to miss out on some excellent shit.
No, I mean like the rating system itself. Like, anywhere else, like an 80% out of 100 is great. That's a good movie. In games, that's a C grade.
That's garbage.
What happened there?
I don't know.
People are spoiled.
One, people are spoiled, and two, reviewers are being paid off.
Oh,
either directly or indirectly.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
If you give us a bad review, then you're not getting our next game early, which means you're not going to get the review it early.
Yeah.
You know, crap like that, you know?
Yeah, you have a point. You have a point. Oh, Jason. They finally agreed on a title for the new Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh, God.
It's just going to be called Ninja Turtles. That's it. That's the title.
I'm still frightened.
I still have a wait-and-see attitude about it.
I still don't see how you're not pissed off about this.
It's not blatantly offensive like the Battleship movie.
No, okay? Battleship was just blatantly stupid. Yeah. That was just dumb.
I have a wait-and-see attitude.
There's a part of me, though, that wants to watch the Battleship movie because I'm really hoping that Liam Neeson just says, they took my Battleship. And they took my daughter.
Which they probably don't. They probably don't make that reference at all. That reference alone may have saved the movie, but it's probably not in there.
Probably.
But that movie was destined to flop. I'm so glad it did, because that was, for one, that was stupid.
There's only one movie that you get that they ever based on a board game that was awesome, and that was Clue. It was a fucking awesome movie.
I need to watch Clue, but yeah, that does seem like
you've never seen it?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
I'm not a movie guy.
You
established
sons of bitches.
I think I may have watched it.
I'm not saying it's a bad movie. It looks like it. I'm just saying I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
This movie's older than you, probably. Around the same age. Go watch it.
Yeah, and I haven't seen it. I'm not a movie guy.
It's on Netflix. It doesn't matter. You need to watch
it. I can't watch things for two hours.
Shit.
Watch a video game for 2 hours.
Yeah,
because they're interactive. I'm doing something in them. In movies, I'm sitting and waiting.
Talk to the screen.
A lot of people.
Then I'm crazy.
you're the average moviegoer. you must not have been in a movie theater in a long time.
Oh yeah. Speaking of movies, the angry video game nerd is almost finished filming his.
Oh, so excited. So excited.
Yeah, he just got back to Hollywood.
What is that movie about? What is the base
of the angry video game nerd? He got a crap ton of money to make it, so it's going to be pretty damn professional. I've seen the behind-the-scenes stuff. It's like a, you know, it's not like a multi-million dollar thing, but
I don't want to be like the Aqua Teen movie where it's supposed to be random insanity.
No.
But I still love seeing
it.
But
what I'm saying is that it's got a good budget. It's got, like, I wouldn't be surprised if he got, like, $500,000 to make that movie.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised
at I think that's
at
what
all.
He got. Like, it's going to be pretty good, is what I'm saying. Like, I imagine it's going to be like Wayne's World 2 Angry Video Game World. Angry Video Game Nerd, you know?
Wait, Wayne's World 2 wasn't all that great.
I said 1.
Oh,
I said the first
okay.
Wayne's World movie. It's going to be like that.
I thought I was just saying Wayne's World 2.
That's what he said it was going to be like the first Wayne's World movie.
That
kind of movie.
Funny.
Yeah, I mean, like, it sounds like he's got the budget to make a movie like that. And he just got back from Hollywood.
Wayne's World 2 had Christopher Walken. I mean, it was okay, but
yeah,
they just rehashed a lot of the same.
Yeah, but
it was The Hangover 2 was the same movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Anyway, he just got back from Hollywood. Now he has to film the local stuff. Like, of course, the stuff that, like, from his room and a bunch of stuff that he didn't have time to film in Hollywood. And, of course, then there's editing and music.
Yeah.
So it's still, like, a year's off.
Yeah.
It's going to at least be on DVD. That's the worst-case scenario. Best case is that it's in theaters everywhere. It all depends on what kind of licensing deal he can get, you know?
He might just throw it on DVD, to be honest with you.
That's what he said. That's the bottom line. It's going to definitely be on DVD, but it may also be in theaters, depending on how things work out.
Ah.
It may be in select theaters or better, you know?
More than likely, if it does go to theaters, it's only going to be in select theaters.
Yeah.
Which is always nowhere around here. Nowhere in Louisiana.
If it is, I'd go see it. But it's
I'd definitely go see that shit.
Like I said, he said it's going to be like Wayne's World. So, I'd watch it.
Oh, yeah. I'm fine with that. That'll work for me.
Yeah.
I
wonder what games he's going to review in the movie. Because he said there's going to be at least one review for the movie.
That's probably, honestly, it's probably going to open with the review.
I imagine it's going to be like with Wayne's World, how they're, you know, kind of like meta humor kind of stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. You've had to have been watching the Angry Video Game Nerd to actually get references and shit like that.
It's going to be like a pretending, like, look, well, yeah, you know what I mean.
I think so. I kind of get what you're saying.
Yeah. say something.
Something.
Okay, there we go.
I heard they're making an Iron Man 3.
Well, yeah, that's a year off.
Okay,
that comes out June.
Iron Man 3 and Thor 2.
Yeah.
Have already been confirmed.
Yeah.
Well, they should just come out with, instead of doing those, just come out with another Avengers movie.
They are.
They will, after those come out.
No, I'm thinking just, like, forgetting those and just going with the Avengers.
No, there's no reason.
These movies take, like, 3 years to make.
No, because while the Avengers was awesome, I still really enjoy their separate movies.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the only reason, that's why Avengers is so awesome, because they had separate movies first.
Yeah.
And this means constant work for Robert Downey Jr.
Also, Captain America 2. Those are all coming out in the next couple of years.
I mean, like, they're all made by like, different directors and stuff.
They make it so that
there's one movie every year.
The
movies take, like, 3 years to make each.
Well, actually, it looks like, I'm looking at the schedule right now, next year we'll get both Iron Man 3 and Thor 2, Captain America 2 the following year. The Avengers 2, they did announce that they said they're doing it. They just don't have a set date yet.
Ah.
It's at least 2 years development for each movie.
Yeah.
Like, to make it, yeah.
Yeah.
Iron
Man 3 they've been working on for a while. They've been announcing people and stuff. They've got the majority of the cast and stuff already.
Who's going to be the main villain in Iron Man 3?
Well, everyone's saying the Mandarin. And seeing as how they cast Ben Kingsley as the main villain, and he looks like the freaking Mandarin, just normally.
How are they going to do the Mandarin in modern days?
I don't know who the Mandarin is.
He is a horrible Chinese stereotype.
They have updated him in the comics and everything, so I'm sure he's going to be more of the more modern Mandarin. Thor 2, they said Loki's on his back, but he won't necessarily be the main villain, but they're looking at an execution of the Enchantress.
Okay.
Captain America 2, I don't know. Avengers 2, if you watch the credits, you know who the villain is.
Yeah.
Even though I spoiled it for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Whoops. So my bad on that still. I still want a goddamn Civil War movie. Before this is all over and done, I want a Civil War movie.
I'm sure that's going to be Avengers 3, honestly.
Probably, yeah.
I'm betting that's going to be Avengers 3.
Let's see. And it looks like it says Captain America 2 will pick up where the Avengers leaves off, with Steve Rogers continuing with Nick Fury and S.H.I.E.L.D. and struggling to embrace his role in the modern world.
I hope they don't make him too bitchy. I can't deal with bitchy superheroes. We already got an emo superhero coming out in the form of Spider-Man.
Yeah. I'm worried about that. That looks...
I'm still on the fence. I'm with you. Still on the fence.
I gotta wait and see how to talk about that.
Well, I mean, we pointed this out in the last episode because of the last trailer they put out. I'm on the fence about it.
Like the part where he was actually in costume as Spider-Man making jokes looked good, but the rest of it looked like crap.
We'll just have to wait and see.
So what else we got to talk about? Way to go killing one of the Swamp People guys, Jason. Thank you.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. Okay, so let me get this. You've been saying that you're hoping one of those guys die. You hate those guys.
I don't know
so
if I actually.
Much.
Oh yeah, you said.
I don't know if I actually said that.
And
said
guess
that.
What happened a week ago? One of them literally just kills over and dies. It wasn't even an accident. He just
There was some kind of accident.
No, he just he was just standing around, minding his own business. Then he clutches his chest, falls over, and dies. Wasn't even a gator involved. Nothing. He was just standing around, fall over, dead.
Okay, so I may or may not be psychic.
You
I need to put this in
the okay.
people.
I told you your powers are growing stronger.
This is what was his name?
It was Mitchell Guy.
Who else did I kill? I killed someone else.
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger.
No. I like Heath Ledger.
You still killed him.
Even though you like that,
you
still
saw him as the Joker.
Okay, I may have. I didn't realize how much I was gonna like him. He had died on my birthday before the movie came out. Bernie Mac. Yeah, he died on my birthday. Bernie Mac. That's who I killed.
Why did you kill Bernie Mac, you bastard?
He was annoying.
Fuck you. I like Bernie Mac.
I thought Bernie Mac was okay. I mean, like, of all the comedians to kill, he's not on my top 10. I mean, like, you could have killed Carlos Mencia.
It was, I've been trying.
Or...
but,
what?
I've been trying.
What you did to Carlos Mencia? You made him skinny.
I want to
kill Carlos Mencia, and the next time he's on camera, he's, like, super thin. Have you seen him?
Because he's poor.
He had a new special. He was like, he looked like he dropped 100 pounds.
Well, I'm sure he's not funny.
You killed 100 pounds of him.
Whenever I saw that episode of South Park, where like they kill him in the episode and he's screaming, I just steal jokes and repackage it with a fake accent. I have no dick. Whatever. And they killed the episode. That was so cathartic to me. Like that, it made me happy. And I stopped trying to kill my mind because seeing that just made me happy. It was like okay, it's not just me. Other people realize how horrible he is too. You know.
I love that episode.
That, by the way, that is like my all time favorite episode of South Park just for that scene.
Man, I got no dick, man.
Yeah, that's like his last words before they blow his head off. Like, that was perfect. Like, that was exactly what I've always wanted. It's like that trait in my mind. They're like, Jason, I love this. And they did it, and I love it for that.
Come on, man, I got no dick, man. My dick don't work. Get it, please.
This is one of the greatest things ever. That was just... I'm going to go to YouTube and watch that right now.
You got a YouTube that
I'm pretty sure.
Tom see, see you got a horrible power and you misuse it.
It happens, okay? It's like it just springs out and like attacks. And I don't always have control over it. I can't focus it.
The one person that died on Swamp People is one of the only two people who don't hunt gators.
Oh, well. Is there enough to stop the show?
No.
Damn it. My vengeance continues.
Basically, in season two, they got these two new characters. They're two brothers called the Geist Brothers, and they basically just filmed them doing stuff. They just basically live in a shack in the swamp, and they just do things. And one of them died. They don't even hunt gators. They just do things.
Wow.
Yeah.
You killed an innocent man.
Yeah.
Look, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
You must but learn to focus with power.
My anger just flashed out at the show.
They usually film them hunting for food, like shooting squirrels or getting alligator gar or whatever.
Trying to survive.
I'm kind of worried about talking about this on the show because you know somebody's gonna listen to this and they're gonna think like I literally killed these people.
No.
Okay, first of all, I don't think like they're going to suspect you whenever someone falls over and dies for no reason or gets mauled by an alligator.
But it keeps happening to people I don't like and say they die.
But look, if they died from a bullet wound from a sniper, they might come after you. But
yeah.
Maybe.
Another heart attack. What's going on? Like Death Note.
Yeah, I was just about to say that you have a Death Note that you're not telling us about?
No, that would be this town would be empty.
The entire city gone from heart attacks. Half the city killed from heart attacks. The other half moves out, and then the world. There you go. Just write the world in the Death Note, and bam.
Well, that will work.
It probably would.
Let's find out. Pull my Death Note. How long does it take?
Oh, damn, I don't know. Five minutes?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
I don't know.
Death Note in too long. You have to know what a person looks like and know their real name, and that's the only way it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't just write the world.
You can't condemn everyone at
We'll see.
I wonder, could that work with animals? That's an interesting question.
Animals don't have I don't think the Death Note works for animals.
Have you ever spoke to an animal? You ever got an animal's name? All right, dude.
I don't think the Death Note works for animals. Okay.
You can get the animal version.
Anyway, enough about murder.
All right, what else we got?
I don't know.
We'll buy Smash Brothers. Arkham City. How about Arkham City?
I'm not sure what to say about that. I mean, it's Harley Quinn's revenge.
You know what I want in Arkham City? And, like, hear me out.
Okay.
I want a Superman mode.
Huh?
I want a mode where you just fly, where you can fly around as Superman and have superpowers and just beat. Like it's just like maybe a theoretical mode where, like, for some reason, Batman's out of commission and Superman goes to Gotham City to do whatever. And
you know what? We are going to have that. It's called Lego Batman 2.
I was just about to say that.
No, but I'm talking about in Arkham City. Like, a Superman mode. Where you could freely fly around, and you got some unique powers, and you're really strong. And
you are going to be able to do that in Lego Batman 2, though. You know that. Haven't you seen the trailers and stuff?
Open world. I'm just saying I'd like a Superman mode in Arkham City.
Yeah, that would be great. But
like a non-Lego Superman.
Yeah, I'm
with.
But honestly, like, I am so looking forward to Lego Batman 2.
I'm just happy to have the voice
It really it's the overworld is from what I hear.
I still need to play the first one. I have it.
You don't need to.
I don't care. I kind of want to.
And they're only calling it Lego Batman 2 for, I guess, for the name recognition because it's Lego DC Universe.
But only
in Gotham City though.
Established this. Like only Batman sells anymore.
Yeah.
It's because they keep fucking up Superman.
Yeah.
They won't stop fucking him up. When does that next Superman movie come out? It comes out this year, huh?
I think it has moved back to next year.
Well, next year? Okay.
Yeah, I'm still not sure how I feel about that. Them just redoing Zod again.
I haven't even seen any previews, no trailer. I haven't seen anything on this movie. Nothing.
There is nothing.
Dark Knight Rises come out. When is that out?
July. It's not far away.
Okay. Just double checking. Cause
Peter, you've seen the new trailer for Dark Knight Rises, right?
The one where they, I think you showed it to me. The one, you know, it made you suspect that there's a,
oh yeah,
Batman
yeah,
and Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah. I thought you meant they came out with a new one. Now there is a new Halo 4 trailer. Yeah, with supposed gameplay footage.
I don't want to look. Is it? It's not leaked, is it?
I saw it on Kotaku, and they're not 100% sure.
I think they said that was multiplayer.
I
think they said that was a multiplayer trailer.
It might have been, but from what I understood, they weren't sure if it was real or fake.
I don't want to see anything leaked from the campaign. I will if Halo 4 is leaked, I am going off the grid until it's out.
It's all just a setup anyway for two more games. I mean,
yeah, that does. So was Halo 1. That didn't mean it was bad.
No, I know. Well, was it originally a plan as a trilogy?
Yeah,
original Halo. Oh, I wasn't sure if something they had planned from the beginning or not.
Yeah, I mean, they wrote a big fucking universe for it.
There's a whole Halo encyclopedia.
Yeah.
I've seen that big, thick bastard.
They pretty much more or less had it planned. I mean, they've had to change things here and there, but they more or less had the story planned out. And even the stuff in Halo 4, they've had planned out from the beginning.
That's all they have to switch.
All the Forerunner stuff, this isn't just a new villain. This has been from the beginning, you know?
You sure?
Yeah. I'm sure. They've been leading up to the Forerunner arc since the Halo 2.
Yeah, because I think that's when they first introduced Forerunners, Halo 2.
No, they introduced them in Halo 1, but they didn't.
Well, it's been a while since I played Halo 1, so I.
The Forerunner have been the main thing. They've been a main topic from the beginning. But them, you know, all this stuff, that's been, in the work. This isn't just a new villain they're making up to make a new arc. This has been planned, is what I'm saying.
The Forerunners are the villains?
Oh, that's what it seems.
Okay.
That's what it seems that they're going to be. They're going to be the new villains. I can even drop names, if you don't mind, because... from everything that's been hinted.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm actually interested.
Didact and the Prometheans.
What is that?
What the fuck is that?
Didact, he was the military leader of the Forerunner. He was the one that planned the Halo Arrays, and his private army of... his personal, army of Forerunner are called the Prometheans. They're the best of the best.
Where's that coming from? Where are you getting that from?
It's from... They were first introduced a while ago in some books, and they were mentioned in Halo Anniversary.
Ah, that's something new. In those terminal things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Didact was from Halo 3. Yeah. And... The Didact was from Halo 3. He was, and his arc was his story, because his story is related to the Librarian and Mendicant Bias. That started in Halo 2. So yeah, this is all they're not just making things up. This is all anchored in the whole Halo mythos.
I guess we pretty much covered everything.
Yeah, I think so.
How long we've been going?
An
hour and a half.
I think we're good.
Oh yeah, I can pull some stuff out of this.
Let's sign off. Call it a day.
All right. Well, I guess we're gonna go ahead and knock off for the night. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Nerd5_podcast, and go ahead and check us out on iTunes. Hey, what episode is this again?
11.
Hey, you can check it out, episode 11 of Nerd 5.
later.